Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is ESPN Radio.
Oh, this means Russell Wilson's going to have a good season this season.
That's what this
Let's
is.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, Russ.
After catching it from his next, from her ex. Okay. He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance. We are 50 days away from the NFL season. We'll see if Russell Wilson can get it going with the Denver Broncos, but Tennessee believes they're going to get it going once again now that DeAndre Hopkins is a part of their football team. Can't wait to talk to this young man. He's one of the best defensive linemen in the National Football League, two-time Pro Bowl and two-time All-Pro. He is Jeffrey Simmons. He's a great follow on Twitter at GrindSimmons94. We're going to talk about NFL, but Jeffrey, I got to ask you this. You've done some wonderful things in your hometown of Macon, Mississippi. You had your first community fun day, included food, games, inflatables. You were later honored by receiving a key to that city. What does it mean to really step up for your hometown and your hometown rewarding you in that way?
All right, man. First off, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you guys for having me on. But man, I'm just grateful. You know, I'm in a position where, you know, I'm able to give back. My goal have always been to give back, and not just, you know, not for, you know, publicity or none of that. You know, my heart is in my community. My heart is for the kids, and you know, the reason why I went back and did that and called it a fun day. Is, you know, I wanted the kids to have fun, but, you know, the adults came out and had a lot of fun as well. But, man, it's an honor to be able to do that.
Wow.
That's where my heart at. I told the media that a couple weeks ago. My heart is in my community. My heart is in Mississippi. And my goal is to bring, you know, some of this stuff to Tennessee as well because, you know, my heart is here now as well. But, you know, to receive the key back in small town, Macon, Mississippi, you know, it was just amazing to hear the mayor now, Mr. Buzz McGuire, to say, you know, he's been around for so long. He grew up in Macon, Mississippi, and now he is the mayor. And for him to say that, you know, since he can remember, no one ever received a key to the city. And, you know, that's a huge honor for me because, you know, that's just, you know, them showing the kind of respect to me because of what I'm doing in the community. Like I said, it's never been about, you know, just the accolades and nothing like that. But that right there is just one of the things that I always dreamed of. You know, you always see people getting the keys to the city. But to get the key to the small town, Macon, Mississippi, where, you know, I grew up, I played ball there, got a lot of family theater. You know, it means a lot. And not just for me, it's for, you know, my family, it's for the smaller kids who see that, you know, maybe one day they could also get the key to the city as well.
Wow.
That's amazing, Jeff. Amen. Man, you know what, Freddie, I keep trying to tell young athletes that I talk to, and Jeff, you can attest to this, right? Like, you get to a certain level in your career, and you're able to achieve things, and it's like a dream come true. It's so easy to get lost in all the sauce, all the chaos, and not go back to where you're from and showcase, hey, this is how I want to help other people have a chance to achieve their dreams too, man.
No doubt, man. And that's one thing when I go back, you know, one thing I talk about with the youth, you know, last weekend I had my annual football camp down there in Mississippi as well. And, you know, right before we start every camp, you know, we have a devotion, especially with our older kids, because of course I do my camp two days free camp. And, you know, the older they be, the second day I was the older kids. And something we just talk about, man, like, you know, that's one thing I want them to see that, you know, no matter how far up I could ever get in life, you know where I came from. I know the reason why and the reason why I'm at where I'm at today, you know, the man above. And, you know, one from him, I wouldn't be in this position to be able to do them things. So one thing, you know, why forget where you came from? Why not go back? You know, because you always hear them stories, God not coming back and, you know, getting the big heads. But I think I've been through a lot, enough. I've been through enough in life where, you know, I know how I feel to get humble. I mean, I am a humble young kid. I am a humble guy. And, you know, I, like I said, this a kid's game, and I'll never forget the reason why I play this game. And it's, you know, it's a kid's game. So, like I said, man, I'm grateful to be able to go back into my hometown, go back to Starkville, where I played ball at the host my camp, and each and every year, you know, I hosted the first community day, and it was just so amazing to see the kids run up and want to every, you know, not just young guys, young men, just even the young ladies running up wanting to take pictures. And like I said, just being able to go back and do that in my hometown, that means a lot. And hopefully I could just keep doing that and, you know, keep inspiring our youth.
Let's talk some football for a second,
yeah,
Jeff.
Exactly.
Like, tell me where you were and tell me what exactly you thought when you learned that your team was going to be bringing D-Hop on board.
Man, it was crazy because I was sitting there. I had just got back to Nashville because I, you know, Beyonce was in town this past weekend. And
okay.
I went to the. I was getting ready for the concert with my family. We all, you know, decided, you know, go to my girl wanted to go to the Beyonce concert. So and I was like, all right, we're gonna get back and go to it. And I was sitting at the table, and I got a text from. I'm like, oh look, why Coach Braver text me? And it's a Saturday. He texted me before the news and all that, bro. He was like, sign Hopkins. And I said, now, excuse my language, I said, oh, shit. Like, I jumped up. And my homeboy, he was sitting at the table, in my dining table. He's like, bro, what's wrong with you? I said, we just got so much better on offense. Like, you know, it's one of them things where you know that type of talent, especially that D-Hop brain and that type of, you know, guy he is on the field. And I'm like, we just got so much better. Wow. And he already knew what I was talking about. He said, here he go. Like, he just started going at me. But, yeah, man, I was just sitting here at the dining table and got that text. And I was, you know, so stoked that we ended up signing him. And I was hoping that we work out a deal with him. And, you know, because, like I said, I have played against D-Hop, especially my first year in the league. I think it was my 19 and 20 when he was with the Texans. And preparing for D-Hop, even he wasn't with them bad. But, you know, preparing for doing camp when he was with Arizona, just to know that type of guy that they have on the other side of the ball, you know, you better get to the quarterback or, you know, things not going to be too great for your back end. So just to know that we got D-Hop and he bringing a lot to our team, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm ready to win here in Tennessee. So I want to win the Super Bowl, and I know that's his goal as well. So, you know, I'm excited for it.
The All-Pro defensive lineman for the Tennessee Titans, Jeffrey Simmons. He is a great follow on Twitter, so give him a holler if you wanted to do that. At GrindSimmons84, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. And you still have Derrick Henry on your team. Ryan Tannehill, I know he's really grateful. You're grateful to D-Hop is that. I know he's really great with quarterback, having that guy to throw to. There have been a lot of questions about the value of running backs in your league. How do you feel about the value of running backs in the NFL when you got one of the best, if not the best, in your team in Derrick Henry?
You know, man, I've been saying all that on, you know, Twitter and everything. And, you know, I didn't want to put my two cents into it because I know everyone is important when you touch that field, you know, because I would say, man, and I'm sure y'all know this, in order to be able to win in this league, you have to do both. You have to be able to run the ball, especially late in the season when it's time for playoffs. But that's one of our goals. I mean, our keys as a defense, especially in Tennessee, is stop the run. You know, you can't stop the run deep in the playoff or deep in the season. You know, well, I'm going to say playoffs because that's really important. You know, if you can't stop the run in the playoffs and you see these teams running the ball and teams just can't stop the run, it's hard to win games in this league. And, you know, we big on stopping the run in Tennessee, and I know how much that means here in Tennessee. And to see on the other side of the ball, we have one of the best running backs that played the game. To me, you know, I don't know why, you know, they're not respecting the running back market. You know, I feel like guys, and, you know, when it came down to me, I, you know, when you want a contract or, you know, want to get value, You want people to value at who you are, especially when you mean so much to a team. You know, I feel like everyone should have that type of respect. You know, I don't play running back, but, you know, I see it. Like, I'm in the NFL. Like, everyone see Derrick Henry. Everyone don't see the type of work he put in to be able to go out there and perform like that. And, man, that is like, you know, I would just say OTAs, and I'm like, you know, I see Derrick Henry come in, work out. And after practices and stuff, I'm like, bro, where are you going? I'm going to go get this workout again. I'm going to go work out again. Come on. I'm like, bro, you just got to practice it. You already worked out. But that's what people don't see. And I mean, it's the same thing, I'm sure, with all the other running backs around this league, just how much they want to be great. And I just, you know,
You know what I'm going to say? What's crazy about it? Like playing ball in the league and the NBA, there are certain teams that we are watching. Like before we would play, like if I were to play now, like, okay, I'm playing against Chicago. Zach LaVine, mm-hmm. Got to stop him. Okay, I'm playing against Sacramento. Okay, De'Aaron Fox, have to stop him. Like those headline guys that it starts with. The thing that's shocking to me is that like when you, I would assume like defensively, when you're getting prepared to play against the Giants, you're like, all right, it doesn't start with Daniel Jones. It starts with Saquon Barkley, you know, like, yeah, or Tennessee. Okay, Derrick Henry, or the Raiders. Okay, Josh Jacobs. And those are the guys actually being devalued here.
Yeah, I'm not. Now you most definitely right, because we played the Giants this year. The first thing it is, stop the run. We have to be able to stop Saquon Barkley, right. And then not just. It wasn't just the run. It was how Lucy is just with the ball in the hand coming out the backfield, mm-hmm. Yeah. On passing down. So now I feel exactly what you just said on that. I agree. It's the same thing in our division when we had. He's running backs with the coach. You had two punches. You had Taylor and Hines. It's like, we have to stop these guys in the backfield. So, man, I respect these running backs. I respect everyone, especially with their job, because everyone's job is important. You need all the 11 on the field. And, you know, hopefully they can get a big reason why. You know, not from the media, I guess. What I'm saying is the people from, you know, they're really making the decision. Hopefully they can get a real reason why. Is this way right now, but you know, I'm wishing the best for all our running backs, because I know how much our running back means to us in Tennessee.
Well, he means so much to that defense and that football team. He's one of the best defenders, maybe one of the best defensive players in the National Football League. He is Jeffrey Simmons, two-time All-Pro of the Tennessee Titans. Hit him on Twitter. Give him a shout at GrindSimmons94. Great job with him joining us when it comes to Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio.
Hey, hopefully you didn't break that chair, Jeff, when you jumped out of it when y'all landed D-Hop, man. You know?
Man,
I know that
it's
force.
It's still standing. I made sure it's a strong chair. I was sitting there.
Great stuff, Jeffrey. Brother. Good luck, my man. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
It's ours right now, and Buster, only ESPN Major League Baseball analyst insider, joins the show. Speaking of the show, he's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on ESPNU. Before we get to Shohei Ohtani, the Yankees, scoring in Major League Baseball. Buster, where are you in terms of samples? Because Jay does not mind going to Costco or BJ's or Sam's and having at least 7 samples. I draw the line at 2 or 3. Where do you stand?
I only go to Costco, yeah, first off, Buster. I don't go to BJ's, sorry. Only Costco. I'm devoted. Elitist. I'm committed. Elitist. You see that annual fee, Buster? I can only afford to go to Costco, please.
Elitist.
And I will tell you that I have a great Costco story from a current major league manager. Ooh, and okay. I'll give that to you in a second. But in terms of going around and getting samples, only one and only one type of food. I would only do it with something involving olives. Anything beyond that, I'm just not comfortable. Like a meat sample, I'm like, how long has it been sitting out? I would only do one. And I wouldn't do 7. Jay, you should just buy the company at that point.
If it's small shrimp or if it's little popcorn chicken, like, what do you mean? What's wrong? I got mouths to feed, Buster. My kids are hungry and I'm hungry. Typically, I'm going there on a Saturday. Typically, I'm going there on a Saturday morning after a happy hour with my wife Friday, which turns into a long Friday night. Okay? I need greasy foods, and I'm buying a lot of product.
Oh, my God. So my favorite story about Costco, just coincidentally. A few years ago, I asked Brian Snicker, the manager of the Braves. I was like, so what do you like to do on an off day? Because, as you know, in baseball, there's a lot of hunting, fishing type guys.
Right.
Some own motorcycles. And he kind of looks at me and says, you know, I like to get a cup of coffee, and I like to walk around Costco and see what all the prices are.
Really?
That's Brian Snicker, the manager of the Atlanta Braves.
I like that.
So do I. I'm not hating on that at all. It's when it comes to anybody wants to go Costco and get their kind of fix on, Buster,
tell the guys to stay off the motorcycles, okay?
Be careful on those things. That public service message from Jay Williams. Buster on the ESPN Major League Baseball Insider, joining Jay and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio. How much trouble are the New York Yankees in your opinion, Buster?
A lot, in part because the teams that they're chasing are playing a lot better than they are. You know, we just had the Astros on Sunday Night Baseball. They're playing with the confidence of champions, you know, guys who've been back there. They're convinced they're going to figure it out. The Blue Jays, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., looks like, he's loosening it up and he's ready to take off. They're going to be getting Hyunjin Ryu back. The Orioles are playing great, obviously. The Rays are ahead of them. And the Yankees, on the other hand, is I think Anthony Rizzo said last night, it was kind of a low point. You know, they're 1-4. We still don't know when Aaron Judge is going to come back. They need help in the trade market, whether it's Cody Bellinger or some other hitter. And you wonder if what's going on now is going to accelerate the conversations for Yankees general manager Brian Cashman, because the offense has not looked as bad in a long time.
What is the latest, Buster, on Aaron Judge's toe? I can't believe I'm just saying that out loud.
So he's making progress. There's no doubt about it. You know, yesterday he was out in the outfield. He was running a little bit, but he's still not doing, you know, all that he needs to do to be back. They feel like that he's close, but it's complicated. With a guy who's 6'7", 282 in terms of that right big toe is the anchor in his swing. They want to make sure he's right there. They want to make sure he's right and cutting the bases and running in the outfield. I don't think they necessarily have to have him back at 101%, but just knowing how the Yankees think, they're going to wait as long as they possibly can before, you know, pushing him back. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a very truncated minor league rehab assignment, you know, to get him back in, because it's not only, not only the fact that he's a great player and he's a terrific leader on that team, but just his presence alone, I think, is going to take pressure off the other guys. And there's no doubt, and Aaron Boone made mention of this last night, when you got a team struggling like they are offensively, all the, you know, the hitters are up there turning the bat handles into sawdust.
Right.
They just look like they're pressing like crazy. And Judge, just being in the lineup would ease some pressure on those guys.
Hit him on Twitter, Buster_ESPN. He is Buster Oney, ESPN Major League Baseball Insider, also part of the Baseball Tonight podcast, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio. What does your gut tell you about Shohei Ohtani maybe or may not be traded by the trading deadline, which is right around the corner?
Yeah, and Freddie, I ask that question of every executive that I speak to now with other teams. You know, what's your gut feel? I've had one tell me that he believes that Ohtani is going to be traded and that he's going to wind up with the Dodgers. And this is just pure speculation at this point. But I will tell you that most of the people I talk to, believe that Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, and that's who's making the decision. This is not Perry Manassian, their general manager. It's not his decision. This decision is going to be made by Artie. And last year at the trade deadline, you know, the Angels front office did its due diligence. They talked to teams. They had potentially some packages that could be lined up, and Artie went crazy. He was furious that they entertained the possibility of trading him. And so I think people with other teams are conditioned by Artie's history to say, in the end, he's not going to have the guts to do probably the right baseball move and trade a guy having arguably the greatest season in baseball history in the middle of it. And they think that they're going to keep the hang on to him through the trade deadline, through the rest of this year, into free agency, and try to re-sign him. And the expectation is at that point he's probably going to leave.
Buster, I know that your job requires you on those inside details as a baseball insider, but I'm going to ask you to be an opinionist here on this one. What do you actually think they should do with Ohtani? What do you think is the right move?
Well, there's no doubt, and you hear this from everybody, okay? There's no doubt that the right baseball move right now is to trade him because, you know, and really the right baseball move would have been to trade him last summer when he had a year and a half left and teams could impact pennant races. They could have gotten a huge package, like a package of prospects that would have reset them, for years to come. But now you're probably getting 60 or 70% of what you might have gotten last year. And that is absolutely the right right thing to do now for the Angels, because they're not close to being a team that competes for the playoffs on an annual basis. They have an older core with Mike Trout. You know, Anthony Rendon will be left. And the full expectation with folks with other teams is Ohtani is going to go someplace where he feels like he has a better chance to win. Maybe it is the Dodgers. Maybe it's the Giants.
Right.
But they haven't made the playoffs since he's been there, despite the fact he's playing along with Mike Trout. And so if he winds up leaving, all the Angels are going to have left to show for it, Jay, are some draft picks. And that's nothing.
Yeah, it is. 30 seconds left, Buster, real quick. 12 teams yesterday scored at least 10 runs during a day of Major League Baseball. And it seems that people are reacting to it in a favorable way. What has it been like seeing this kind of offense? And it's been good offense for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I think it's related to the pitch clock. In part, the changes they made were try to increase offense, but I think the pitch clock is having an impact because in the hot days of summer, pitchers are worn out having to throw every 15 or 20 seconds.
Great stuff. Hey, Buster, keep up the great work, my friend. Enjoy those samples at Costco, okay?
Pray for my Mets, Buster. Pray
just
for us.
One. Just one. I'm telling you, Jay, just one.
Minimum seven.
Minimum seven. Thanks, Buster.
All right, boss.
You guys.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
Take it or shake it.
Take it or shake it.
Take it or shake it.
So we're going to have Pat Costello, the man, the myth, the legend, along with me, Freddie Coleman, and Jay Williams, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU, with Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Grainger. So, Mr. Costello, take it away.
You cannot eat more than two free samples at a store. Take it or shake,
Shake it.
I'm going to take it.
Take it.
You take as many free samples as you deserve. That's it.
I'm at the limit with two. I mean, if he wants to do seven, go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Like, do you try to win one championship? No. Yeah, try to win seven.
Yeah, when you're trying to compare free food, comparing the championship, you got to earn and work hard at.
That's what I'm saying. Well, if I'm walking around the store,
right?
I'm sorry, Freddie. I'm burning calories. Okay, I'm working.
Are you
I'm
running or guys. Walking?
Hard earned money.
Exactly. He's got his Fitbit on, walking around Costco.
Yes, I'm getting my steps in.
I'm still gonna take it. Go ahead, Pat.
James Harden will be a Sixer next season. Take it or shake it.
I'm taking that all day.
Take it.
Take it. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, Jay, you can leave that off. Take it from Alan Yates.
The best from Alan. He hates it.
I was going to scream blue coats, but whatever.
In Delaware?
The tonality yes. of Alan Yates has changed so much from last year to this year.
Uh-huh.
It was last year, Freddie?
I warned him.
The reality is that, if you're Daryl Morey, you've made your bed. You've made the trade for James Harden, even though James Harden had a decent year.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get the same value or more in return. So the only thing that you can do is try to play it through this year and hope it works out.
You better hope that James Harden decides, you know what? I'm not going to have it any better than where I have it right now in terms of not just winning a championship but still being an important piece, because he'll be an important piece no matter where he tries to go. But that doesn't mean that he's not going to bring that baggage of lack of playoff success with him, and that's why the market is not cool. It's nowhere regarding anybody trading for him. So if you're James Harden, the best place to be is not trying to leave, not trying to be part of Team Harden. You just got to figure it out and make it better in Philadelphia, because nobody seems to want you to try to do that with them, with that trading deadline gone and passed and gone, and you opted into the contract anyway.
Well, the Clippers were involved for a quick second, but I still don't think what you get in return from the Clippers will be enough to have the 76ers contend.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
It is lame that the Jets are allowing less access for Hard Knocks. Take it or shake it.
I'm going to shake it, Freddie.
Okay. Shake it.
I'm going to take it. I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Why are you shaking it?
Because as much as I love the marketing that comes along with Hard Knocks, even though I think I'm becoming a bigger fan of quarterbacks on Netflix, just throwing it out there.
Right.
Right? Because I feel like we have so much access. I've seen so much about organizations, GMs, teams, quarterbacks before. I want to learn more about quarterbacks and their families. I feel like none of that stuff matters unless you win.
Right.
So I'm protecting at all costs our team and our safe haven.
Yeah.
Because I want us to hit the ground running the right way.
Yeah. Here's a different take, because I agree with you. I don't think this is good for New York Jets. But the reason I'm taking it is you had to expect that that was going to happen if you were the New York Jets. You had to know the minute Aaron Rodgers decided to make his way to New York, you make that trade, that you were going to be on Hard Knocks. Whatever distractions are going to be out there, hey, it's distracting playing in New York, whether you're a Giant player, Jet player, Yankee, Met, Nick, Ranger, you name it. So you have
to
expect
it. Don't skip my Nets. Don't do that.
Well, it's kind
you
of
said every team.
It's kind of
through
the
team.
Brooklyn Nets. I mean, a lot of people in Brooklyn don't care about the Nets, so I can't consider them a distraction, deal with distractions as far as that goes. Sorry, Jay, the truth is the truth. But if you're the New York Jets, that's why I'm taking it, because you had to expect that this was going to happen, that the NFL is going to force you to do Hard Knocks. So limiting access, you might just be all in because the NFL told you you're going to have to be all in when it comes to the Jets and Hard Knocks.
You skipped out on the Liberty, too.
Obviously. I'm sorry, so the Liberty as well?
You care about the teams that play in Brooklyn.
I tell you what, the Liberty are terrific, but the Connecticut Sun and Las Vegas Aces are better than them right now.
I cannot debate you on that.
Yes.
The Aces might actually have the best team in the history of the WNBA.
The only team that would I'll take it on this one. The only team, if they win the championship, I think the only team you could say could compare to them was the Houston Comets team, the second unit
started.
WNBA,
yes.
With Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, those three Hall of Famers, and their head coach. That team was as good as a WNBA team I'd seen until this year's Las Vegas Aces team, especially if they win the championship when it's all said and done. I'll take it on that one.
I'm with you.
Well, Jay, you did hype up the Nets, and we know how that went, but that's besides the point. Buffets are a terrible way to eat a meal. Take it or shake it.
But what had happened was, what was the question again, Pat?
It doesn't matter.
With my sorrow.
Just keep moving past it. Buffets are a terrible way to eat a meal. Take it or shake it.
No. You shake that.
Shake it.
Buffets are an amazing way.
You say buffet?
I
love that.
Buffet?
No, by the way, that's from What's Happening with Rerun. He said, let's go take a turn and see what's at the buffet.
The buffet. I mean, don't you want an array of options? Don't you want to be able to, I want to try this, I want to try that.
I'm
great, I'll come back for seconds. Let me try some more different stuff.
Yep. Buffets.
Go to the straight
this
way.
Doesn't surprise me, but from Jay, by the way, knowing his take on samples, he's just going to keep taking all the food.
But he's
no one else gets
but when
to
it comes
eat.
To when it comes to buffets and buffets, he's not wrong here. He's completely not wrong here. The more options, the better.
Got to get Bull to a smorgasbord, dog.
Smorgasbord. I'm down for a smorgasbord. I just don't know where they exist.
Shady Maple, we can make it a trip.
The smorgasbord's a lot closer than that in Connecticut. But go on.
Shake it.
I'm taking that. I've been to a couple.
Freddie, this one is just for you.
Pat,
the Drake concert
side,
is going to be
from this side angle. Your receding hairline may be worse than mine.
Wait a minute.
Is this because of the thing I said about the Nets?
I see it from that side. How old are we now?
Is this just because I made a Nets crack?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm just being honest.
Are you putting my hairline on the Knicks? Drake is overrated, Freddie. Take it or shake it.
I'm shaking it. He ain't overrated. No.
Drake's not, but
forget about Drake. We're back on this now. we're back on this now with the Nets and Pat's receding hairline.
Pat's like
25. And Jay making that. Yeah, we're back on this now.
He's in LeBron's.
We're back on this now.
Man, might have been stressed.
Can I get the boozer? Someone hooked me up.
The Carlos boozer? The spray? Booze. That's what you want?
The booze alone.
If it rains, you know, it's a different conversation.
Yeah, he said, what are you going to do, put my hairline on the Knicks next?
Nuno's like, I mean, hey, we'll take
it. I lied, Pat. No, we're done. No. What a
line. Oh, man.
Nuno would take my hairline if it meant getting, like, Embiid and Jay Wright or something.
He's absolutely on this Jay Wright thing.
Take it.
Nice suits in New York, you know, Jay Wright. Like,
can you imagine his suit contract? His suit contract in New York, believe me, they'd be lining up for Jay Wright in New York.
Wait, did I miss some Drake slander?
No. We just said we're shaking on that. He's not overrated. We're not. He's not even close to being overrated.
All right, fine. One more. Nuno needs to use the phrase more. No cap more often.
Oh, take that.
Take it.
Don't
take
fall it, for it, Nuno. Hang tough, brother. Shake it. Don't do that.
Nuno, where are you really from? Because I don't believe you when you said Bridgeport.
I believe it 100%.
You paused. It was felt awkward.
No, so the reason the pause was,
I knew there was something deeper here.
Do I say Connecticut or do I say, like, I'm like, but Connecticut, it's kind of suspect. So I said, so that's why I paused and said Bridgeport.
We provide some rougher dimensions around it. Like, Bridgeport.
We're all convinced back here that Nuno's actually witness protection.
So Bridgeport would be the perfect place?
He's had about 58 jobs. You can never get a straight answer from him.
Can I tell you guys, obviously you're on air, that I was assaulted during one of the segments by Pat?
Why? What happened?
So I'm just standing here
God. Yeah.
I might have taken a cheap shot at him.
You might have.
Yeah.
There's it again. There it is again.
And I'm like, he was literally like 2 feet away from me, just throws the football at my face.
Jeez.
Like, as I'm not paying attention. Just like.
You threw the football in the face.
Yeah, in the face.
Well, as long as it wasn't a Jalen Green assault, we're okay.
I thought
he had better hands. I thought he could catch. We're moving past that one.
Jay, you know how you get mad and you like slap the bar and it makes that sound?
Right, yes.
That's what I heard. I turn around.
And it was a ball hitting Nuno's head.
Over his eye. I'm like. You good back there, Slick Rick?
You got to be careful, man.
Yeah, especially when Pat, with that Baker Mayfield army's got back there. You got to be careful with Pat. Did I say a lot again?
I got a cannon.
Yeah. So does Baker Mayfield. Sometimes you know where it's going. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. With Jay Woods and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. So it's like Channel 8 and ESPNU. Are the Cowboys about to experience some pain before the season gets started? Plus, apparently someone on this show, probably me, is Mr. Steal Your Girl. Good Lord, I can't believe they're comparing me to Derek Fisher. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is ESPN Radio.
It's your song, Freddie.
Why is it my song? Explain to the people out there, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and SiriusXM Channel 8. Why is this my song?
So just, I need to know some details because right. Obviously we had Rashad call into the show.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
And he called me a thief.
Yes.
He said, obviously the people that tried to sample more than one or two sample sizes, after a while, two samples at, these free samples at Costco.
Right.
He looks at you sideways and he's like, you know, these people are typically thieves. Uh-huh. And I'm like, wow. And then I said, you know, Freddie, during the break, have you ever stolen anything?
Not from a store.
And he said, no, not from a store. And I said, whoa, that there's context there. Uh-huh. What does that mean? You're like, well, I actually stole my friend's girlfriend.
Stealing is a very, very ugly word. Let's put it that way. I didn't realize that he wanted to date the same woman that
wanted to date me. Is this your best friend?
No, it's a friend of mine. We're still friends to this day, by the way. I mean, he's not one of my main Boone Coons. There was a while there that we didn't have conversation because of this. I can't deny that.
I mean, but like, how did you not know? I mean, like, because typically when guys, like, even when friends like each other, like, you know, she walks by, you like, yo, she's, oof,
yeah, but man. My man, usually he's a very soft spoken, quiet person. So I had no idea. There was not one inkling about that. He said that I should have known because anytime that she would come around, we would always have great conversations, the three of us. I wasn't paying attention to how he was talking to her. I was just enjoying the conversation with everybody. So I had no inkling.
Locked in.
I was just locked in at that standpoint. Then one day, you know, and everything, we just decided to go on a date and everything like that. And when he heard that, he went ballistic, obvious reasons. So he accused me of stealing not his girl, but a girl that he wanted to date.
Yeah, speaking of not stealing girls anymore, I mean, we have a guy here
on set,
Paulie. Well, Paulie is engaged.
Hey, congrats. Oh, yeah.
Paulie's with us. Paulie, hey. Congratulations. Congratulations, Paulie.
I just saw you like a week ago, and you weren't engaged, were you?
No, I was. I was engaged. I just didn't I didn't wear the T-shirt. You know, I didn't say the I'm taking shirt, so I didn't announce it. But, yeah, I've been. We got the wedding planned in Atlantic City in November. So this is
all right.
It.
All right,
we got the last few months here. It's the countdown.
So Paulie has invited me to the bachelor party.
Look out now.
4 days in Vegas.
Look out now.
No, New Orleans. New Orleans.
Yes, 4 days.
That might be too long. 4 days seems like it's a long time.
The first day, you're going to get jet lagged. The way things are, you just get
jet lagged. It's not that far
away. But the way the airports have been going lately, it might take 12 hours to get there.
That's very true.
So anyway.
That's true. Yeah. Paulie's got his own private plane.
But then we're going to have a nice dinner the first night. You know, a little steak, a little some jambalaya, a little mix down there, some gumbo.
What else a little?
And the rest of the trip, then you only got 3 nights after that, and then that's it. And then you're out.
That's all you need.
You just come in any night you want, Jay, anytime you can make it there. Everyone's invited here as well. Down on Bourbon Street, you know, they'll have Italian guys. That'll be us. So it'll be easy to find this crew here.
I mean, Freddie, if you could have heard the way Paulie just gamed the whole system on how long he stays in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
This man said to me, he looked me directly in the eyes and said, yeah, I've stayed in Vegas for a week and a half. I said, what? I would have died 6 times.
Easily.
Listen, me and my buddy Joe, the poor guy, he was going to dentistry school, right? So it would be very hard studying the book. So every 6 months, I need to just get away and get nuts. Yeah. So that was it.
Yeah. Paulie, the longest week I've ever spent in my life was a night in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
See, like,
come on.
Two nights max. Three nights, I'm starting to get worried about myself.
We got to go together. Listen, you got day parties, you got night parties. You pick Paulie, which one you want.
I'm more of a day party kind of guy, but I don't go in the pools.
Vegas.
I do not go in the pools.
That is fine.
Freddie, do not go in the pool during the day party.
Vegas thumps 24/7, 365. It makes New York look like a convent.
I mean, when I see the guys that do like the whole like – you know, like David Hasselhoff, like coming out of the pool under the water to the girls. I'm like, you are disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's
stay out of the water.
I don't do the water. But you know what you do the next day? You got to hit that sauna. You got to do that steam
room.
You got to
do that steam room.
You got to get it out.
Get those toxins out of your body.
You can't just wake up and be like, oh, I feel, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I feel so, I feel rough. You got to go sweat it out, get yourself into the gym, and then all of a sudden you're right back out there at the next day party. You got, there's a little routine.
It's surprise recruiting at the gym. You can recruit for the day parties at the gym as well.
Now, that is true.
Those are tactics and strategies that I have imposed.
Very true. The gym is a, gym is a great place in the hotel.
But yeah, Jay's looking at me sideways for not stealing my friend's girl, but yeah, he talks about employing tactics.
I wasn't in a relationship at that time. I was in multiple relationships. That's how that worked.
Maybe you're taking Freddie's thing
out of context. We're building.
You're Nota Lothario.
Maybe you're taking Freddie's thing out of context, though, because sometimes I got like theater friends and people that do shows and all that.
Theater friends sound interesting.
And like cruise ship people. Sometimes it's like that's all you got to work with. This is
how
the
do the theater friends and the cruise ship friends, how do they actually work?
That's what I want to know.
The theater people perform on the cruise ships, but sometimes it's like that's all you got. It's a small pool of people. So sometimes it's your friend's girl. It's your it's your other friend's girl because it's like that's it. You're living on the ship for 6-9 months. Maybe Freddie was living on a ship and there wasn't that many girls around.
Paul, I appreciate the love.
I'm trying to help you out, Freddie. Sorry, man.
Freddie came over in his ship.
I give you credit. On a ship. Man, I give you credit, Paulie.
I thought maybe thinking out of context a little bit, but you know. Trying to help you out here, Freddie.
Freddie and the skipper,
Jay's not
too.
Having it. Yeah, no. You know.
The last movie I saw with the ship was Amistad. It was right.
Hey. See?
Listen, man.
See, do we really need that?
I mean, my dad took me to go see Amistad when I was like 11 years old. It changed the
In Connecticut?
No, in Jersey.
In Jersey. Well, Amistad, the ship, is based in Connecticut. That whole storyline.
Yeah, it's
based
in Connecticut. Connecticut only has one IKEA around.
But it's a little bit further away.
Guarantee you guys
would
be questioning him if he had more than 7 free samples at Costco. Mark that down. Got nothing to say now, Yates. Pat, say less.
All of the meatballs at IKEA would be gone.
Completely.
Not a Swedish meatball to be found when Jay's in town.
No lingonberry sauce either. All that would be gone, too.
There's plenty of free samples at ShopRite, too. You just got to pay for the stuff before you leave.
Yes, exactly.
You'll tear open a Doritos halfway during the aisle. I mean, wow. Pay for them at the end. You know, it's the same
really?
Thing.
Yes.
No. Same thing. They charge you the same. What am I eating before or after? These people. Plenty of people do that.
I have a different kind of level of... I don't know if it's love for Pauly. I don't know what it is.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You ever been in the grocery
now.
Store aisle and you're starving? Just take, take a few out.
You start eating there.
How about the grapes? You test the grapes before you pick them out, don't you?
You have to. But see, Al, now you're stealing grapes.
If they taste bad, you put them back.
No, Jay, because you know
you're eating them for free. You're sampling the grapes.
If I sample the grape, I'm purchasing the grape.
Yeah, but what if they're not good grapes?
Yeah. By the way,
you've just eaten two grapes for free.
You know what, Jay?
Give me the meat.
Yeah, oh, here we go. By the way, as we interrupt like Steelers Anonymous here with Jay Williams, Paulie, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio.
This?
Real quick, Zach Martin believes the Cowboys have been stealing from him.
Let me finish. Jay's going to the break room to grab some snacks for free.
Exactly. By the way, Zach Martin is considering not reporting to training camp for the Cowboys due to his unhappiness with his contract. And the team's lack of interest in restructuring it. That's what sources told Adam Schefter of ESPN. He believes he is woefully underpaid relative to the market. He is scheduled to make $7 million less than Chris Lindstrom of the Falcons and Quinn Nelson of the Colts, who are the top paid guards in the NFL at $20 million.
I mean, real quick, I walked away because Allen and Pat became very immature and like
became?
What?
Yeah. Or so always have been.
Thank you.
It's really hard for me to compose myself after that, but no, I feel like I'm back. I feel like that's the right thing for Zach Martin to do.
Send a message.
I would send my money to. I truly think he's the best interior offensive lineman in football. I really do. And like you know, certain things that he may lack physically, I think he makes up with his high football IQ.
Absolutely.
And I mean his agility is around it. So I think that's deserving. Now, back.
Oh, now back to the immature portion of the program.
Yes. You were telling me about an interesting strategy that you utilize. You reverse engineer it. You know, typically when you go to Vegas, the bachelorette parties.
Well, this was some years ago. We put a crown on my friend and pretend it's his birthday. And then we try to get on the bachelorette tables in the VIP areas. That way we don't have to pay and get to get in. And we have a good time.
We'll get the story on the other side.
Reverse way around.
Paulie, Jay, Freddie, ESPN Radio.
It's your birthday. Wear a crown.
This is ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.